Today is the 13th of June. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So, it's Father's Day this week, Sunday, and it got me thinking, like, what do I do for hubby? Because it's his first Father's Day. He's been an amazing dad to Chizzy. And so what do we do? Like, what do I do? What do I get him? I've always kind of gotten him cards in the past, but this year I kind of need to step up my game. So I am on the hunt for a really good present. And I'm on the hunt for a really good Sunday afternoon. But anyway, with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Psalms 46 verse 10. And it says this: "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Yeah. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Our Father, who art in heaven, may your name be revered and held holy in our lives and our world today. Your will be done, your reign on earth come with power and might and finality, just as it has already come in heaven. Through Jesus, we pray. Can we just stay on our verse of the day, which says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Will you begin to declare that over your life and say, "God, you will be exalted over my life. You will be exalted over my life. You will be exalted in this earth." And Father, we ask for your will to be done. We ask for your will to be done. We ask for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. Abba Father, we cry out to you today. Colossians 3:15 says, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful." Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Oh, yeah.
Jesus has won it all. The power of sin is broken. Jesus overcame it all. For he has won our freedom. Jesus has won it all. Oh. Hallelujah. For he has has won the victory. Oh, God, hallelujah. For he won it all for me, and death could not know. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
On this beautiful day, God, we bow our hearts to you. We sing this song to you. For you have won it all. You have won it all just for me. Oh Lord, death could not hold you down, for you are the risen King. Yeah, you are seated in majesty. Oh, for you are the risen King.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Be exalted among the nations. Be exalted in the earth. All powerful, all knowing, all seeing God, almighty God. A God that has no beginning, a God that has no end. And even after we have been called home, Father God, your power will still reign. Your glory will still shine. Because of the ultimate sacrifice. Because of the ultimate sacrifice. Begin to reflect on his sacrifice. For not even death could hold him down. He is the risen King. So, you know, Philippians 4:6-7 says, you know, it reminds us, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven and earth with wisdom and power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Oh, our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom and power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Yeah. God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom. Oh Lord, oh Lord, our God. Oh,
shantara passe que terbosh. Yidere bo shantara passe que terbosh. Yeah. For he's an awesome, awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Yeah.
He's an awesome God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 God. Oh. Yenderebo shandara ba 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 seketerebo shakata. Yenderebo shandara ba senderebo shakata ra ba sek. Yike terebo shandara baba baba seke terebo shanda. Yike terebo shandara baba seke terebo shakata raba baba baba seke terebo shakata. Yike terebo shandara baba senderebo shandara baba 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 seke terebo shakata. Go on, just lift up your voice and worship. Lift up your voice and worship him right now. Mandara baba baba seke terebo shakata raba baba. I don't care what situation you're facing right now. I want you to know that God is in control and that God has you in the palm of his hands. And so I need you to know that everything will be okay and that everything will sort itself out. Don't speak of your situation. Don't concern yourself with it. Just leave it in God's hands and begin to tell your problems or your situation how big your God is, which was our declaration yesterday. How big is your God? I want you to begin to build up your faith, because what looks impossible now to you is possible for God. What you see as a mess now is a message for you to bless other people with. Yeah. Father, there is no other place that we would rather be than here in your presence. Yes, God, have your way. Have your way. Abba, Father, let your will be done. So our declaration of the day says this. I declare I will not just survive, I will thrive. I will prosper despite every difficulty that may come my way. I know every setback is a setup for a comeback. Yes, Lord. I will not be stagnant, give up on my dreams, or settle where I am. I know one touch of God's favor can change everything. I am ready for a year of blessings and a year of thriving. This is my declaration. And so, Heavenly Father, so much is going on in our lives that we don't know
which way to turn, and we come to you broken in spirit to ask you to calm our inner turmoil. We have tried to sort things out on our own, but with no avail, and in our poverty, Father God, we come before you, Lord, and submit to you, asking you to grant us peace of mind and a quieting of our souls. Please give us your peace and your strength. And we know that without you, we can do nothing, but also we know that your peace is poured into the hearts of those that trust in you with all their hearts. Lord, we trust you and give you our future and lives. We place them into your hands. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So, another day, another dollar. No, so there are a few things that are about to happen here on Heart of Worship. I am still preparing for a mother's worship session. And I have been asked by a few people to set up a wives one too. So I am beginning to look into that. I would also like to start something new. And it's called Heart of Declarations. And so in the month of August, every day, in August, we are going to make declarations, and so I'll probably do that live via Insta every morning at 6 a.m. I'm gonna go live on Insta and we are gonna make declarations, and then you can go off and listen to Heart of Worship. It's been placed on my heart for a while now, and I just believe that God is gonna do something awesome this year through our worship and through our declarations. And so we are going to spend 5-10 minutes every morning making declarations before our day starts, and then we're going to head over to Heart of Worship and worship God. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.